Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, here's what's going on. About a month ago, my wife started going over to this neighbor guy's house to go swimming. He's got this, he just put in a pool, and my daughter plays with his kids, so it's a neighborhood type of thing. And she goes over there almost every weekend, sometimes twice a week.
Okay, so then meanwhile you get to sit on the couch, drink beer, and enjoy some peace and quiet.
No, I wish, man, but no, I got to go mulch all day, man. I got to work.
Okay. All right. So what seems to be the problem?
So at first, I was okay with it. You know, the kids were there. It was fine. But in the last couple of weeks, my wife is going over there in newer swimsuits. Like they're all bikinis and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm like, are you going over there to give everyone a show or something? And she's like, no, I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? Swim in a dress or something? And she got really defensive. I'm like, no, but you could cover yourself up a little bit. I mean, you're a married woman. You're not single. You're not trolling.
I have a question. When she goes over to this neighbor's house, is it just her and your daughter?
No, I think there's a couple of other moms with their kids and stuff.
So you've never been invited to go?
No, I've been invited, but like I said, I got to work, so I can actually get a lot more stuff done while they're gone.
So you've never been to this neighbor's house?
No, not inside. I've driven by it. You know, say hi to the guy when I drive by, but no, I've never been there to swim.
Okay, so is your problem, you think maybe your wife is going over there to flirt with this guy? Is that it?
Kinda, yeah, man. I mean, this guy's like, he's younger than me, he's good looking, like he's always jogging by our house with his shirt off, and that's when my wife decides to go check the mail, you know, and now he has her phone number because he texts her all the time when the kids go out swimming and stuff.
Okay.
Have you read any of their texts?
Yeah, you know, I'm married. I read my wife's phone all the time.
All right. What are the texts flirty at all?
No. I mean, basically, it just says something like pool day, kids are out, stuff like that.
I mean, I bet you're overreacting. I really think, I mean, the only reason she goes over there is to just sit out with the other pool moms. I mean, like you said, drink margaritas, gossip.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, I'd love for that to be true. But what's with all the new, like, skimpy bikinis? Like, some of them are, like, strings and stuff.
See, I'm glad you brought that up. That part was a little fishy to me, too. Like, I know most women do their swimsuit shopping in early spring, and then they buy all their swimsuits for the entire season at once.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. Most women do shop in the spring, but there was this little thing called coronavirus. Remember that? And everything was closed, and they didn't get try on swimsuits.
Okay, all right. But don't you buy your swimsuits for the year? I mean, you don't wait 2 months and then suddenly buy more swimsuits.
If they were on sale, I would. I mean, I've waited 6 months for something. I want it to go on sale before I bought it.
Yeah, but you gotta see these swimsuits. I mean, like she's never worn anything like this. And now all of a sudden she's got something like her butt hanging out and stuff.
Well, does she look good in them?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, maybe she's just doing it to show off her body then in front of other moms. Like, you know, not the pool dude, just the other women.
Listen, you're obviously concerned about this, so I'm assuming you want us to dig around and see if something is going on with your wife and this pool dude, correct?
Yeah, man, that would be awesome.
Okay, what is your wife's name?
Becca.
Okay, and what is the pool guy's name?
Don.
Don. Well, that's our boss's name. What are the odds we call Don and our boss picks up? Okay. How about this? Why don't we text your wife and Ashley? We always use your phone. I will volunteer my phone this week. All right.
Good.
So, all right. Listen, we're going to text your wife from my phone, and I will pretend that I'm Don and I got a new phone. Why don't we put these wheels in motion? We'll just shoot her a text message.
Okay. What are you going to? You're not going to tell her like I'm doing it, right?
No. Here's what I'll write something like, "Hey, it's Don. This is my new phone number. Should be a good day for a pool day. By the way, would you ever be down for an adults-only kind of pool night?" Let's see what she says to that, okay? I'll tell you what. Okay. Let's hit a break. I'll get her phone number from you, and then we'll read her answer, like what she writes back on the air when we come back. As you know, before the break, I texted Becca. I texted Mike's wife, and I said, you know, "Would you be down for an adults-only pool night?" I said, "This is Don. This is my new phone number." She wrote back, "Am I bringing my husband, or is this like what we talked about before?"
Okay, so maybe you're not overreacting.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do you want us to call Becca and figure out what that means?
Oh, hell yeah. You need to call her.
Okay, all right. Hang on a second. Let's call her up.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Becca?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Becca, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So we had a question that we were hoping you could answer.
Oh, boy. I wish I had my daughter with me. She loves your station. She knows your station way better than I do. She listens to you guys every morning before school.
Okay. Well, listen, that's great. Tell her thanks for listening. This question is not music related at all, so you're safe there. Ashley, why don't you ask her the question?
So you just received a text message about an adult-only pool party, and you responded by asking, "Am I bringing my husband, or is this like what we talked about before?" What did you mean by that? And what was talked about before?
Becca?
Yeah?
So when you wrote that, when you wrote, "Am I bringing my husband, or is this like what we talked about before?" What did that mean?
Wait. How are you guys reading?
Reading your text messages?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the text that you got that it said it was from Don, it wasn't. It was actually from us.
What? I'm confused.
Not half as confused as I am.
I forgot to mention, your husband Mike is listening to us right now.
Yeah, hi, honey. So what exactly did you and your friend with the pool talk about? Was it about how nice you looked in your new bikini?
Wait, what? Who just texted me?
Just answer the f***ing question, Becca. What did you mean by that text?
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure what's going on here. What is
okay,
what's
Becca,
going on?
Hold on, Becca. I'm going to try to break it down for you. Your husband, Mike, called us because he was a little bit suspicious of how you looked going over to this other guy's house to swim. He thought maybe you were dressing sexier than normal to flirt or something. Then he thought maybe this guy was flirting back. So, is any of that going on between you and this Don guy?
No. What do you mean, no? Then what was the whole "we talked about this before" thing? Huh?
I mean, it's kind of personal. I'm not sure it's something you just want to talk about, okay?
Oh, no. We're talking about it right now. You know why? Because I'm your husband. So guess what? Talk about it.
I told him I was going to talk to you about it anyways. He and his wife have an open marriage, and they like to have parties with other couples to see if anybody wants to mix things up a little bit.
Oh, God.
So this guy's having sex parties at the house you take our daughter to? That's it. Done.
done. You're not going to that house. My daughter's not going to that house ever.
They don't have sex parties. They just do dates. It's a couple's dating.
So basically,
you're into that? You're
swingers.
Good with that? We won't even do shit in our own bed, and now you want to bring other people?
So they're swingers.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm done. Go have your swinger party. I'm out.
Well, then you're going to have to explain to your daughter that she's forbidden to do basically the only thing she likes doing anymore when you get home, okay?
I'm totally fine with that. I am totally fine to tell our daughter that her mother is swinger bait. And because of that reason, not because of me, because of that reason, you can't go over and swim with your friends at their freaky parents' house. Not a problem for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.